Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Good evening, everybody. It's November 26th, Thanksgiving Day in the United States of America. And tonight, DTR raids the late night time slot with a special Thanksgiving open house. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back on the other side of this. That can only mean one thing. I'm back. And with me tonight is Violet and Scotty, the producer. How you doing, guys?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm doing really good. Really good. Really good. I'm losing my voice for some reason, though. I hope that doesn't
continue.
Were you
screaming during the games today?
I was screaming to Ozzy Osbourne live. I was screaming at the games, maybe.
Winston.
Yes, Winston is calling in. He emailed me, so I'm going to get him on the line in just a second here. What's everybody doing for today? Have a good day?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Just another day.
I really enjoyed having American Thanksgiving off. And for those of you who don't know, I am Canadian. So, but
no.
I work for an American company, so it all worked out. And guests, too, is glad there's a live show on Thanksgiving. And, hey, leave it to the folks at DTR to deliver. Indeed.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's join Winston on here. Winston, you are live, I believe, for the first time on Double Talk Radio. Welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up, Ken?
Hey, Winston.
Hey.
What's going on?
No.
Nothing much. Enjoying Thanksgiving.
Good.
Great.
Man. Good.
Are
man.
You stuffed? Did you eat a lot?
Oh, yes. oh, my goodness, yes.
Now, Winston, you'll have to give us the details. Forgive me that I don't have them all, but Winston is the host of a few shows, I believe on Blog Talk Radio, but his big one is Talk Time with Winston. And he's got a new homepage. Feel free to plug it into the chat room, Winston.
Okay.
I did go on to join, by the way, but I'm already a member of whatever chat it is, so I just got to retrieve my password.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, have you, by the way, you know Ken Pettigrew? Have you ever listened to his show?
I recognize the name.
Yeah, I recognize the name, too. I think you've posted him on Facebook, right?
Oh, yes. I'm an official blogger now. This guy's amazing. If you go to conservativealliance.org, you can find anything there about your conservative, you know. It's all there. It's really, really a nice website to go to and join. Stay up in touch with news and anything you can think of with conservativealliance.org.
Awesome. Okay, we'll get that posted up in the chat room. Put that in too, Winston. And I've got to update some links on the homepage, and I'll be doing that sometime over this long weekend. It's a time of refreshing and catching up. Hey, Winston, did you get a chance to listen to our last show Tuesday night?
Mm-mm. You gotta go back. I'm going to try to download that. Yeah, I'm going to download that.
Go back and listen. We got Debbie from Taking Back Washington. Man, we do some debunking of some really strong political subjects. Even had me lost for a while, and that's hard.
Wow.
Back me up on
that
this one, guys.
That was a good show, though.
Okay. Double K doesn't get lost that often,
show.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to download that.
No.
Yeah, go back and download it. And the other good one before that was Bill Hudson from 2012hopes.org.
Yeah.
We enjoyed doing that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So nice to have you live. Welcome to the show. And we have some people saying that it's nice to have a live show delivering on this Thursday, a holiday. So we're glad we could. And anybody who's listening that's not in the chat room, welcome. And you can hear us live Sundays and Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on TalkShoe. So, everybody, I imagine, has watched some football today?
Actually, no.
Yeah, I watched a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay, that's a dead-end topic today. My team
but
didn't win
anyway. But I know the
winners
and losers.
Yeah,
me too.
I
slept this afternoon, then I went to the gym for a couple hours.
No, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you didn't even have turkey.
I don't like turkey.
That's right.
What? I know everybody's like.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
She prefers ham.
But yeah. I didn't have that.
So I hope I'm not insulting anyone out there, but if you're Jewish and you go to Violet's for Thanksgiving dinner, bring your own food.
Because it's going to be either healthy choice or a salad or something.
Yeah.
We were teasing her the other night. We were thinking it might be spam. So I watched the parades. Did anybody
spam,
even watch the parades?
How about
we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Is it bad for you?
It's very fattening.
I slept through all the parades. Oops, sorry.
What the heck?
What are you
is
doing?
That?
Are you on a ham radio or something?
No, I was looking at something and I didn't realize that it was going to do that. So, yeah, it was really weird. That's just. Yeah.
Wow, well, I watched a little bit of the Chicago parade. I wasn't impressed. I was shocked because I thought that was a blimp of Oprah and it was actually her.
Oh my goodness.
Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. but I was impressed by the the New York parade. I really want. I was telling Violet earlier today. I want to go there. I just love the city with all those, like, I don't know how it is in your town, but over here in Canada, like, the billboards are made of paper still. There's a few digital ones that print words and stuff, but, man, there's giant Sony TVs on every building in that city.
Oh, you're talking about Times Square.
Wherever that parade was, somewhere.
Well, they rerouted the parade, actually, this year.
I heard about that, and they had to practice with the... I don't know why.
They added a lot of bike lanes and pedestrian crosswalks and things like that. So they rerouted the parade. That's really all I heard about the details. The guy who started, I think his name is Curtis Sliwa. He's the one who started Guardian Angels. He was substituting for Sean Hannity yesterday. And he was talking about it and complaining about it.
Interesting.
Oh.
Is that guy still kicking around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was talking about his battle with the Gaudis.
Where are the Gaudis?
You know John Gotti?
Oh, John Gotti, okay.
Or actually, John Gotti Jr. John Gotti's dead. But, I guess there has been some kind of recent court case going on with him. But, yeah, he's still kicking around. He was talking about taking his son to the parade, and he was kind of moaning and groaning about how they had rerouted the whole parade.
Do you have a poster of Oprah up in your room?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just noticing some of the stuff in the chat room. I'm not going to rebroadcast what you said, but Scotty has an infatuation with Oprah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Oprah.
So do I. I wish she was the enemy commander on Call of Duty 4, but that's my infatuation with her.
Well, yeah, whatever.
I'm just kidding you, Scotty. So, Winston, you're a conservative. What do you think of my ticket for 2012? It's going to be Glenn Beck and Sarah Paulin.
Wow. That is interesting. That's very interesting. Coming back, that would be actually a good kind of a combination because, you know, they are like, they think the same, basically, and when you think about it, though, in a standpoint that both of them get really good popularity, you know, so it's going to be interesting, if this actually happens. But most people say Glenn Beck is never going to be able to, you know, even come close to, you know, running. But I don't know. He might.
Well, I don't know. How come there's, I got there's typing in my, that's weird. I got typing under my name that I'm not typing.
I don't see it.
Oh, okay. Well, this thing's gone weird on me. Okay. What's the last thing I said in the chat room?
The last thing you said in the chat room is, oh my
OMG.
God.
Okay.
OMG.
Well, how come I'm getting this other stuff here? Oh, well. Okay. Talk Show has gone bonkers.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks. Anyway, I've got a clip here tonight. Let's go into a story.
Okay.
And we can always continue after. I have got... I'm sure you've heard about this. This is the couple... that crashed the White House dinner the other night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to play this.
All right.
Violet Yahoo.
It's an unbelievable story, but it is true. A security breach, a major one at that, at the White House. The Secret Service now investigating its very own security procedures there after they had to acknowledge that a Virginia couple crashed Tuesday night's state dinner. This is evidence from Mekhele Salehi's own Facebook page. Yeah, all night they were posting pictures, including she and her husband rubbing elbows with VIPs like Vice President Joe Biden. No one seeming to suspect that they didn't belong there. Kelly, they weren't on the guest list. Welcome to a brand new hour of America's Newsroom. We're going to get to the bottom of that. I'm Jamie Colby in for Megyn Kelly today.
And I'm coming right in for Bill Hemmer as well. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. How about this? Now the Secret Service has been quick to point out that no one was in danger, which of course is a good thing, saying the couple had gone through security checks.
Yeah, they made it through the magnetometers and such, but it is a black mark on the agency that is tasked with protecting the president. Wendell Goler is live at the White House. Wendell, they got in, did you?
Jamie, I did not. I can tell you the White House wants an explanation. The Secret Service is conducting its own investigation. The spokesman says that the Secret Service has, quote, identified a checkpoint that didn't follow proper procedures. That's an understatement. From experience, I can tell you there's probably egg on a number of faces here today. These people even got themselves introduced. Have a listen.
Mr. and Mrs. Salehi.
Checkpoints are usually staffed by White House aides and Secret Service. The Virginia couple would have had to convince a White House staffer that they'd been inadvertently left off the list, and then the staffer probably had to convince the Secret Service it was okay to let them in. That said, officials in the Secret Service say there was no security threat. The couple was checked for weapons. Doesn't appear they got close to the President or First Lady, though. They did chum it up with Vice President Biden. They apparently left before dinner was served. That makes sense because dinner was assigned seating, and their names wouldn't have been on any of the plates, maybe.
Well, that's the big question everyone had. Wow, they really did get up close and personal. Who are they exactly, and why do you think they did this?
Well, the Salehis are from a Virginia suburb of Washington, Faulkner County, Virginia. They are said to be socialites. It's horse country. They're said to be polo players and aspiring reality TV stars, which may have been the real reason behind this stunt. They're trying it. They've auditioned for the show Real Housewives of D.C. She, by the way, is a former cheerleader for the Washington Redskins. Now, they are also no strangers to controversy. They've been involved in a long-running dispute with Mr. Salehi's parents over a winery in Hume, Virginia, which has filed for bankruptcy. Salehi took his mother's attorney to court last year after accusing him of punching him. The lawyer was found not guilty, by the way. The couple also being sued by a caterer over alleged non-payment of a bill from the America's Polo Cup, a part of a series that the Salehi said years ago. As I said, they can expect to answer service for two stunts.
You know, you would think that about that would come out right away. It's like Balloon Boy has set off a whole reality show wannabe extravaganza, and certainly with the dress and everything and that announcement where their name was announced, I can hardly believe why haven't any charges been brought so far?
Well, certainly that would be a matter of investigation, and it's unclear whether they will face charges. I can explain to you how the announcement was. In situations like that, for example, at the Christmas party, the annual Christmas party, your name is not necessarily on a list for the announcement. In fact, to tell your name to a military aide who then announces.
Okay, well, I wish I could have got in there. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, wow. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know how the heck they did that. That's amazing. You would think they would need some kind of invitation to show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just saw that today.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody's looking for some job, if anybody's out there looking for a job, I got, you know, it's probably going to be two up and open up at the Secret Service. That's, you know, I figured.
No. Hey, Violet, when we're just hanging around, we can just go crash the White House. We got nothing else to do. With the White House.
I want to go to the White House for a beer.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I don't really want to go to the White House while, you know who's in the White House.
Yeah.
But are we not allowed to talk about him on a holiday?
I'm calling him You Know Who now.
Yeah, we don't like You Know Who.
Yeah.
The one that cannot be mentioned.
The unspoken one.
Yeah, the unspoken one.
With large ears. And a Muslim name.
Yeah. I'll call him Hussein.
Yeah, you go. I was about to say that. Yeah,
sometimes
yeah,
called the Antichrist.
Oh my God.
So I'll call him from now on Hussein.
Hussein.
But yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they got through because I mean, of course, I've never been to one of these things, but I would imagine you would need an invitation to prove that you're a guest, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I you know, is it that easy to get in and to you know, I'm not saying that anybody's going to harm Obama, but, you know, if you can get into something like that, that means you can get close to me. I don't know if you saw the part where they had their pictures up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they had a picture taken
nice.
Of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So I've gone ahead and I've tried to add them on Facebook because I'd like to invite them to come on the show.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
That'd be cool.
I mean, you know what? Let me get that.
That's funny.
You know their name?
Yeah, their names are on, if you go on CNN.com, you can get their names. It's,
it's
something.
It's Michael Salahi.
Salahi,
oh,
that's
I think,
it.
I think I need to go there. I think I need to go there. CNN.com.
Salahi, and apparently they posted a bunch of pictures on Facebook.
Hmm.
Wow.
Cool.
I mean, they just come up with this idea in their house. I wonder. Can we just go to the White House and break in? Let's go try it.
I've heard different stories about, you know, people crashing Buckingham Palace and, you know.
Well, this is just crazy, but,
yeah.
It's kind of like when I was a teenager, we'd always crash. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood, and we would always crash different parties like you know, bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, and we'd constantly crash these parties and just go and have a good time, just see if we could get away with it.
Yeah.
And you never got any ham.
Well, no, not there.
Wow.
Not at a reception for a bar or bat mitzvah.
Okay, let me ask you this question now. I want to ask you this. What do you think is going to happen to them now?
Well, they're going to press charges on them. That's what they said.
And, well, they said they couldn't do anything to the president because they got through the security check.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they were there to harm the president. I think they were there just to see if they could do it.
Yeah.
And something about they want to get on a reality show as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, they want to try and get on a reality show. And she was a former cheerleader with the Washington Redskins.
Well, she got on DTR. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I got to get her on here. And apparently they have like 16 charges that they're up for.
Whoa.
His dad owns a winery in Northern Virginia or something. You have to go ahead and read it.
Wow. Amazing.
Huh. So, anyway, so Lavender Dreams, welcome to the room. Good to have you on board. Tell us where you're from. Nice to have you out here tonight. It's kind of an incognito double talk radio tonight. We're just thought we'd come on and do some chatting. So. Okay.
Yep, yep.
And I'm answering emails while I'm in here, and I can't do that anymore because I'm losing my concentration. I can't even say that word.
Yeah.
Moo Moo Cow 357. Welcome to the room.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Glad to have you guys in here.
So, definitely a different, no problem, Lavender Dreams. Here from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ooh, fun city. I love
Have you seen Have you seen the winner of Dancing with the Stars, Donny Osmond and his wonderful sister Maria?
Yes, I was
so
happy that he won.
They apparently are playing a show on Broadway. What do they call it? The Strip? Yeah, the Strip down there.
Yeah, they're in the old section of the Strip, I believe, in the Flamingo. But I would love to go there and go see that show.
Not a big Donny and Marie fan. Yeah, anybody remember I'm a little bit country and I'm a little bit rock and roll?
Oh, yeah.
No,
my lord. How long ago was that?
Eons ago.
Too long. 30 years ago? Over 30 years ago?
At least.
Yeah.
Wow. I must have heard it. I must have heard it in the womb. I don't know.
That'd
be so,
weird.
Winston, I've seen you a few times. You're posting now. Well, we lost Winston.
Uh-oh.
I was going to ask him. He's a
Uh-oh.
Running Rebs. He's a running Rebs fan in college football. So I was gonna address that with him, but he'll be back. I'm quite sure. So anyway, guys. So what else is happening?
Not much.
Not a
Not
whole.
Much at all.
I had my sister and her two girls over earlier, so we got entertained by that. And
how old are the girls?
They are 15, 16, and 12.
Oh, they're a little bit older then. Okay.
Yeah. So. That was entertaining.
I'm sure they were. I bet you they've gone and seen that movie. I can't think of the exact name of it, but the new Twilight.
New Moon.
New Moon.
Yeah, actually, I'm seeing that tomorrow, so I'll do a review of it.
Yeah, we want to see that too. I actually enjoyed the first one. I really did. I was a little bit skeptical of it, but I ended up enjoying it.
You know, I was talking to Scott about it, and I didn't enjoy the first movie only because I read the book first, and there was so much that they left out, and so all I could do throughout the entire movie was going, oh my God, they skipped this, they skipped that, oh, they didn't put that in, oh, that's wrong, you know, so I didn't enjoy it. I spent too much time criticizing the movie.
And see, I haven't read the book, so but they always say the book is better than the movie.
Yeah, definitely. But I didn't read the second book, so maybe I'll enjoy the movie.
Yeah. I don't know. That was filmed, guys, by the way, before Pittsburgh gets the steal, in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, I thought it was filmed in Washington.
It was filmed in Washington. It should have been.
Well, no, he said it was filmed in
back.
Vancouver.
No, well, maybe some of it was filmed in Washington, but they interviewed the star of the show, and his favorite restaurant was The Keg, which is in Vancouver. It's a Canadian restaurant.
Huh.
So maybe it was a split.
It could have been, you know, they could have done some pre-production or production and Forks and gone to Vancouver because it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's definitely cheaper.
Yep.
Definitely cheaper. But anyway, that's one I want to see. I still haven't seen 2012 yet. I've got to go out and see that. And I don't know what else is. I don't know what else is coming out. There's Winston again. Any other new movies coming out? Is the new Jim Carrey Christmas Carol out yet?
No.
See, I want to see that, too. I want to see the... we lost you there, Winston.
Yeah, sorry about that. Phone went dead.
No problem.
Got a low phone.
Not good.
I'm not a little dead. Just ran out of battery.
Winston, I want to check out your show, but it's always on when our show is on.
Well, see, my show comes on at 9 p.m. Central Standard, 7 p.m. Pacific, and your show usually comes on around 8, I think, Eastern? Or 9 Eastern.
9 Eastern.
9 Eastern. So that means, yeah, you can come to the show.
Well, no, because our show usually runs 2 hours.
Oh, it does? Never mind then.
Yeah, yep. So you've got to reschedule.
And
just kidding. As long as you're downloading, and we'll try and download yours, and it works out good in the end.
Exactly.
I feel bad though, because you always come to our show, and I'm thinking, you know, but I listen to yours.
Don't worry about it. Oh, don't worry about it.
Your show would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. I want to ask you a couple questions. This is a question right here. I don't know if you heard about this, but y'all hear about, like, it's like a flat thing. And it's like, it charges up your phone. You just, like, lay it on top of it. And it, like, charges up your phone without you connecting anything to it. Have you heard about this thing on, it's advertising on TV today. And it was, and like, you just, like, you just lay your phone on top of it and it charges it up, you know? Y'all hear about this?
It's flat. You plug it into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You just lay your phone on top of it and it charges it?
Exactly. No plug-ins,
yeah.
No nothing.
Any phone?
You lay your phone, any phone whatsoever. You can put multiple phones on this. So you put like 3 phones on it and just lay it like in like right there close to it and it would charge it up.
That's interesting.
And where did you see this? Like on a who's selling this? Well, obviously it's not Billy Mays because he's passed on.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It was kind of one of them Billy Mays commercials. It was kind of call right now and you'll receive 2 for the price of 1. Here's that order. Yeah, that kind of commercial.
I think Best Buy is ordering it or has it and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, well, I love the comment there. The Dreams. I can't understand Winston. He is speaking redneck.
That's okay. Rednecks are welcome as long as they're conservatives on this show.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I'm a Canadian. You're a redneck, eh? What's the difference? I'm looking over there at Lavender James in the chat room, and they love Donny Osmond. They devoured the book New Moon in 2 days. Some's telling me they got nothing better to do with their time because, hey, probably their previous engagements have been canceled. But, hey, what am I to know?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, anyway, I pulled up something here. I thought I finally came up good. I got, since we'd like to do a top 10 list on, you like movies, Winston?
Oh, I'm from the South.
So what does that mean? You don't like movies?
Oh, yeah. Southern people love movies.
Okay, good. I'm gonna, and I don't know that I agree with these. I always make sure I tell everybody, these are not my, by any means, my 10, excuse me, my 10 movies. These are the feel-good movies for the holidays, though, so they're not necessarily holiday themes. Number 10, they have Anchorman. I don't think I've even seen that one. It says Revel in the Absurd. Anchorman. I haven't even seen that one.
It's pretty good.
Here's one I like, but I wouldn't say it's a feel-good movie of the holidays. Number 9, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was all right, but...
Yeah, that's...
It was fun.
Would you say it's a feel-good movie for the holidays, though?
Well, it's a feel-good movie. I mean... You know. But it was. I enjoyed the movie a great deal.
You seen either of those, Winston?
I believe not. I've never heard of them movies.
Okay,
that's
how about this one? You've heard this one. One of my son's all-time favorites, and I really like this one, too. Number 8, Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yeah.
I have to agree with that one. I love that show.
I haven't seen that one yet, believe it or not.
Oh, you've got to rent it or burn it or whatever you do. Great movie. It's what's his name? Jack Black. It's Jack Black, man. It doesn't matter if Jack Black's in a movie or he's great.
Yeah, he's really
okay.
Good.
Here's an Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck one that I have never seen or even heard of called Roman Holiday.
Whoa. Oh, great movie. I love that movie. Yeah.
I'll have to rent it. Is it a love story?
Yeah. You know, some of those old-fashioned 50s movies. Great.
Hmm. I've never seen it. I do actually rent that movie.
Okay, how about this one? Now they're losing me here because I didn't know Roman Holiday and I didn't like this one. My wife made me watch it. Ricky Lake in a movie, okay? Hairspray.
Oh, excellent movie.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it at all.
Why?
Did you like the remake?
I like rock and roll music. I can listen to a little country. I don't like... No, I didn't like the remake. I don't even think... Maybe it was the remake I watched.
Ricky Lake was in the remake. John Travolta was in the remake. John Travolta was great in the remake, actually.
John Travolta was great in Grease.
I agree there.
I love that musical. I love that musical.
Yeah. That'd be a good... good field movie, too.
Yes. Good summer movie, man. I saw it on vacation one year. I remember that. I didn't like the second one. However, movie number four, The Visitor. Anybody see that one?
No. What's it about?
Actually, my mom saw that movie, and she said it was excellent.
Yeah, the always charming Richard Jenkins plays Walter Vail, a lonely widow professor who visits New York City for work, only to discover a couple living in his apartment, much to everyone's surprise. After things are cleaned up, Tarek and Zainab were the victims of real estate fraud. Walter lets them stay. In return, Tarek teaches Walter to drum and takes him to drum circles in the park. Well, that sounds like it might be good.
You know, I think they're calling these holiday feel-good movies because they came out around Christmas.
You think so?
But, you know, The Visitor didn't come out at Christmas because my mother saw it, and my mother doesn't live in the States in the wintertime.
Unless
she saw it in the Philippines.
This is what the guy puts at the top. For some reason, the studios like to push out some major bummers this time of year. Don't they know how stressful the holidays are? Check out these movies and give your tear ducts a break. The next one is Babe, number three, the one about the pig.
Yeah, it's a cute movie.
Yeah.
That was cute.
I don't know if I want to waste my time watching these movies, though.
Oh, I went to see that with my aunt. She cried at the end.
I've seen it, too.
Yeah,
but,
or
maybe
good.
I'm getting it mixed up with Charlotte's Web. I don't know.
Another good movie.
That's another
great
good movie.
Also.
Number two, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Excellent book and excellent movie.
Hey now, that's our state bird.
Well, we won't kill it.
State bird.
We won't kill it tonight, Winston.
It's a movie.
And then the very top one, again, folks, this is not Double K's list. Young Frankenstein.
Halloween movie.
I'm not making these things up, I promise.
That's like out of the blue.
You know what I typed in? I just Googled. I thought for the heck of it, new movies coming out for the holidays, and this is what came up first. And I thought, okay, there's a top 10 list. We'll try it. But I can't get any new movies. I don't know what's coming out for. Let me try new movies for December 2009 and see what comes up. I thought I could give you all some tips on what to do since we're out here on. Anybody watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special?
No, I'm sick of it.
I know.
It's old.
No.
My son was watching it tonight.
I'm glad
you know what's
kids.
Coming on next week? One of my favorites, though, is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it's in high definition.
Wow.
Ooh.
Spectacular HD.
But you know what? I might have to catch that one because I can get it in HD.
That would be cool.
Hey,
I just love that one. Fine. And I still love the one with Heat Miser and Cold Miser, Year Without a Santa Claus. I know we're going to be doing our favorite movies, but these are some of my favorite Christmas shows. I love Santa Claus is Coming to Town is my favorite. My wife is into the Frosties and stuff like that. I like the Santa ones.
Yeah.
I miss Perry Como.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
He's from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
My girlfriend's husband used to live, before they were married, he lived on Perry Como Avenue.
Anything you say in the show is kind of like a pit of a landmine.
Oh, my.
I know, I do it half the time. I do it just to annoy you.
I swear you do sometimes.
I always got to find a connection, you know.
Yeah. There is a few good movies coming up, though. Come on, voice, don't leave me yet. There is that movie Avatar.
Oh, yeah. That's another movie I'm going to see in review.
I am definitely looking on seeing Avatar. It's a epic action adventure fantasy with James Cameron, the director of the Titanic. And, you know, I don't know what this one's about, but it looks good.
I almost bet you that it will bomb.
What?
You think it's going to bomb?
I'm betting it's going to bomb.
I think it'll bomb, too.
I'll get into it. Bomb. I think it's going to bomb.
But I'm going to see it anyway.
I want to see it. It looks like it's got really good special effects. It's in 3D in some places, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it. It looks like a good one. It's about a Marine who gets paralyzed or something, and
he goes into a game or something like that.
Yeah,
an action game, a war game of some sort.
Yeah, it's my type of movie. I'm just scanning through here, seeing what else is being released. Well, there's that one with Tobey Maguire coming out, Brothers, if you're into those type of movies.
Yeah, that looks really good. I've been seeing the trailers for that, and that's another one I'm going to see. And then there's another one coming out with Daniel Day-Lewis called Nine.
What's that one about?
It's musical.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
I didn't think so. I'm going to see it. It looks really good.
Then there's the... where did I see this one?
Oh, then there's the Martin Scorsese film with Leonardo DiCaprio, Shutter Island. That looks very good.
That looks really good.
Everybody's Fine with Robert De Niro and Drew Barrymore.
Hmm. That's an interesting couple.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, no, this one looks good. It's called Serious Moonlight. It's with Kristen Bell, Justin Long, and Meg Ryan. A high-powered attorney duct tapes her adulterous husband to the toilet right before their home is invaded by burglars.
Whoa.
I'd have to see the trailer.
George Clooney is in a movie called Up in the Air.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Did you hear about the Morgans with Sarah Jessica Parker and Hugh Grant?
That looks kind of iffy. That looks like an MM, as I like to call it. A must miss.
Oh, okay. I'm not a big fan of Hugh Grant. I like Sarah Jessica Parker, but... And then here's
one. I like Hugh Grant, but it just, you know, even in the trailer, it just didn't seem like they had any chemistry together. I saw absolutely no chemistry.
I could see Hugh Grant playing Tom Brady in the New England Patriots movie. No?
Okay, don't give anybody ideas.
I think that's a great idea. Hugh Grant as Tom Brady.
I'm surprised you'd want to see a New England Patriots movie.
I wouldn't want to see it. I don't like you missed the whole thing I said. I don't like Hugh Grant. who would play Bill Belichick though? Stedman?
No,
Oprah.
George Wendt. Oprah, there you go.
George Wendt.
George Wendt.
Wow.
I can't wait to see what you know, and she you know, she's beating me at her own game. Because I can't wait to see what Oprah Winfrey is going to do next. Because things aren't over for her.
She's going to run.
She's too much of a media whore. Forgive the expression.
She's going to run for something.
I don't think she's going to run for something. I think Obama's going to give her a position.
She could always run for mayor of New York.
She wouldn't leave Chicago.
I mean, for Chicago. I meant Chicago, but she could run for mayor for Chicago.
Interesting.
Maybe she can save the city, because apparently when her show goes off the air, it's going to kill the tourist industry in Chicago, from what I hear.
Well, no. The fact that her show is ending is going to stop a lot of people from coming to Chicago. She's not. I don't think she's going to leave Chicago.
I think it'll be a reason that
unless she has to go to Washington for a position in the White House.
Yeah. But that's pretty far into his presidency, so I don't know.
I don't know. I think she's already said she's going to open up that Oprah Winfrey network, and I think that's going to take a lot of her time. And you know what? I'm telling you, she's going to have a show or two or three on her own network, guaranteed. She's a media whore. I don't mean to use that again, but she is.
Exactly.
Who knows? We'll have to, you know, we can sit here and speculate all night, but we'll never
anyway,
know.
I saw another movie here. This is the last one I want to, because I forgot about this one. I saw the highlights of this one. I really, really want to see this. Excuse me. Actually, at the theater. Invictus, with Morgan Freeman, Matt Damon, and Robert Hobbs. It's about the rugby team in South Africa.
Yes, I saw the preview of that when I went to see 2012. And that looks excellent.
Yeah,
I
saw the preview on TV.
That just looks like a real good drama.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I did notice that. I did watch that, and I thought to myself, I'm going to see that one for sure. So.
Yeah, there's a few good ones here. There's Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges, a down-on-his-luck alcoholic country music singer.
Jeff Bridges.
The Lovely Bones with Mark Wahlberg. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, that looks good.
That was a good.
And Scott said the
book
was really good.
Yep.
Was it a good book? Oh, and The Elvin and the Chipmunks have a sequel out.
Oh, no.
Elvin.
That's what I.
That's all I see here.
We had at the store. We get like all the new releases, and we put them on. And I think we played Alvin and the Chipmunks for like, I don't know, 3-4 months straight.
Well, then
sounds like you'd be playing them again.
Well, God, I hope not. There's a time where I could quote every part of the movie, and I can tell you exactly where the movie is by. Right by the dialogue or the music. I was like,
oh, that's scary.
It's got to change. I do that with Transformers now. I can tell you exactly where it is by the dialogue and by the sounds or whatever. I'm like, oh, he's there, and he's there, and they're there. And I'm like, I have to walk away.
Okay, so now I'm just looking up, because I know now we've gotten the NFL out of the way. Now tomorrow we've got some big college games.
Oh, by the way, I don't know. Apparently, the Broncos game is over. They won.
Yeah, they were winning big time.
I didn't realize it was over. I thought they were going on halftime.
Halftime at 34-7 or 6 or what? I just stopped watching it. But Gartex's Texas Longhorns won today. The number 3 Longhorns. 49-39. But it's this big game, which is, I have pinpointed now to next Saturday, a week Saturday, is going to be the big Alabama Florida game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a big Crimson Tide fan, even though I'm Canadian.
That sounds like a good game.
They're playing Auburn tomorrow, so that's like Auburn's in Alabama as well, so that should be a good game. And Pitt is on TV tomorrow. They're playing West Virginia.
Yes. Yes. The big game. So, a lot of people are heading down to West Virginia tomorrow.
Well, Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing it doesn't look like Florida's playing this week. So they're going to have a week off. That could work for them or against them in that big game against Alabama. I love bowl games.
Huh.
It's usually the playoffs when I start to get into the college stuff.
The playoffs?
What's that? Not the playoffs, whatever they call them, but the bowl games, like in the
right.
The March Madness,
yeah.
I guess is, I call them the playoffs because they're like the playoffs. It's a one game you're out type of thing. That's when I really.
Well, they're not really playoffs. They're just bowl games.
Well,
I mean, there's really
like
only
playoffs.
One game. I think it's the Orange Bowl that decides the number one team, right?
Is it the Orange Bowl or the Sugar
yeah.
Bowl?
Yeah, it's one of the two. But I think it's the Orange Bowl. But there's always been that controversy as to whether they should have playoffs like they do in the NFL for college football. I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should too. But you know the way they speculate the one and two, and you know, like it always gets so what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but you know, the top five teams are always contesting each other to who really is the best.
There's I know, and that's thing, why, and
know,
that's
like,
why they should have the playoffs. Then there would be no argument.
Yeah, I guess
Yeah.
Hmm. But that would go on and on and on and on, and they are supposed to be going to school and learning, right?
Yeah. It wouldn't go on and on and on.
Well, they can't play anything but the weekends, right? Because they're supposed to be in school.
Well, the NFL playoffs are only played on the weekends.
Yeah, true enough.
So, you know, yeah, they could do them all through December. I think they should just get rid of the bowl games, have a playoffs, and then, the two top teams... You know, and look, the March Madness, they play those games during the week, and they're not in school, so you can't really say school.
Yeah,
I
guess maybe the NFL is blocking it out because it would be bad for their business, right?
Well, the NFL is not blocking it out. It's the argument within the NCAA. Two groups in the NCAA. One says they should have playoffs. And the other one says, "Nah, we just have the Orange Bowl. We'll just do it the way we've always been doing it," which to me is stupid. How do you figure these two teams are the number one and number two team? Why, you know, why couldn't Oregon or Ohio State be one and two? It's always, you know, they just pick the one and number one and number two team. How do they determine that?
Why isn't
it's by
enough?
Votes. I mean, they have the APP and the or the Associated Press.
Why do they vote?
And by the way,
to me, that's the stupidest thing, the voting thing. I mean, it's not like an election of any sort. They should have a proper playoff.
I agree.
That's how you determine a number one and number two team. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we should just, you know, in the NFL, let's just screw the playoffs and let's vote.
Well, yeah, then you know all that. Yeah, but I mean, you know, if they voted in hockey, the Red Wings would win all the time.
That's what I'm saying. It's always the same, almost the same two teams. They're like the number one and number two. I think they should have the playoffs, screw the bowl games. They're dumb anyway. What is the purpose of the bowl games? Seriously.
Well, they're fun. I like to drink to them.
Well, I mean, we can still watch a bunch of football games. They're called playoffs.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. I don't know. But I want to know now that you brought that up. Who makes the deciding votes? Is it the AP or the other one?
And who made them the experts to choose the number one and number two team?
Well, they're the sports writers.
So?
I guess they're the experts. I don't know.
Well, I could write sports.
It's like that question we ask week in and week out on the show. who voted for Barack Obama? Apparently nobody. The guy got into power. Anybody Google him yet? What's he doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, he had like 50 relatives at the White House.
Really?
Oh, guess where Sarah Palin is right now.
Where? Oh, no, where?
She's in Washington State.
Why?
She is in Richland, Washington.
I thought she quit all her... what's she doing there? What's this? Oh, she's
probably signing...
Oh, I thought she was signing books, maybe.
She could
be. Has anybody
read
her book?
No, she's with relatives.
Not yet. I want to pick it up, but I just don't know when I'm... With school and everything, I don't know when I'm going to have time to read it.
Yeah, I want to read it. Hey, guys, because listen to this. My boy was watching this earlier tonight. Probably means nothing to you. But, Scotty, I know that you met Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And he was a longtime employee of Vince McMahon at WWE. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He is now going to be at the brass.
I know nothing about the WWE.
No, no, he is now going to be the brass of the competition, which is TNA.
TNA, yeah.
So he's going head to head against head to head against Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
I mean, I know we're not wrestling fans, but that's a real power. Vince McMahon has a monopoly on all of wrestling, and every time a new circuit or whatever shows up, he always squashes it. And this TNA has been around for about 8 years, started by a former wrestler, Jeff Jarrett, I believe it is. It's done on Nashville.
Yeah.
I think they're taped in Orlando, but anyway. Hulk Hogan's there now. Hulk Hogan was going to do a big tour called Hulkamania with Ric Flair and some of the good old boys.
Still doing it.
He is still doing it because now he's part of this TNA. They did a spot with him today. So that could get interesting to keep an eye on that because Vince usually, he can buy out just about anybody and he usually does.
You know, the bad thing though is I've been watching TNA for a while and it's, I guess I'm going to have to quit, you know, WWE and not wrestle for 60 days. I wonder where I should go. I know TNA.
Well, you know, that's where they all show up after they've been let go.
Yeah, they show up.
But you're right, they have a no-compete clause, just like any other sport.
Yeah, so...
But
I used
to watch that, and I'll tell you again, in the 80s it was great. But nowadays it's all John Cena and...
Yeah.
Just the same old, same old. I really like Batista, but I wish he'd go in the Ultimate Fighting, like Brock Lesnar.
They just turned Batista to a heel.
He's a bad guy. My son is brokenhearted because he just kicked the snot out of Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yep, and that's
the 150-pound world champion.
Yeah, they actually gave him the belt at one time and let him run for it, you know, run him with it for a while, and then ended up taking it off of him. So, yeah. Like, oh well. But they had a pay-per-view the other day, and I was reading what went on.
Oh, I want to talk hockey here for just a minute, because we went into, the Spitz went into Michigan to play Plymouth, Michigan on American Thanksgiving, and we beat them.
Great.
I'm telling you, remember the name Taylor Hall. He's one of the players on the Spitfires, and he's going to be the first or second guy picked in the NHL draft, which if the Leafs keep playing the way they have been, and losing all these games, they traded that pick to Boston. So he may go to Boston. Thought I was going to say Pittsburgh, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
She thought about it, though. She did.
Okay, so what do we got promoing up on Sunday?
Well, of course, we're going to finish up the we'll recap tonight's games and discuss all the Sunday afternoon games on the NFL and also maybe talk a little bit about the big Monday night game. Should be a good one.
It's going to be a real good one.
New Orleans and New England. So they're playing down at the Superdome. And I was talking to a friend of mine today who is super excited about that game. He's a Saints fan, so.
Well, I went ahead and picked the Saints.
I did too.
I went ahead and picked the Saints, and I want the Saints to lose their perfect record, but not to Belichick.
What?
No.
I don't want the Saints to lose their perfect record. I'd like to see Indianapolis lose their perfect record.
Could you imagine?
I don't like
because
oh yeah,
I love the Colts. But could you imagine? Could you imagine? And I think that's why you don't like them, just because I do. But
no,
I've always
disliked Indianapolis.
Could you imagine if we had two undefeated teams in the Super Bowl because they're not playing each other this year?
I know that would be awesome.
That would be a first.
Oh yeah, I would love
to see the Saints kick some Indianapolis ass in the Super Bowl.
I don't think that would happen.
I think could happen.
I think the game
nerves.
Come on,
you've seen Drew Brees play.
He's a good quarterback, but who has the experience?
Yeah, but, you know, I think
Peyton
Drew
Manning. Peyton Manning, I'm telling you. Oh, that would be fun. Well, we're going to have a Super Bowl special anyway, so.
Sometimes experience doesn't count for anything.
True enough. But
yeah,
I mean, look at the Cardinals this year with Kurt Warner. He's got experience.
Yeah, but he got hurt, and he had that one little. He was good when he was with St. Louis, and then he had a good year last year. But that was his. He's not consistent.
Not this year, but I'm saying when he was in the Super Bowl, he had experience.
Yes, he did. And he was very good with the Rams. He reminds me more of Drew Brees. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't bet against the Colts. I'd certainly bet against the Giants at this point, but not against the Colts. Anyway,
well,
we're going to talk.
I don't think the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
We're going to talk some. They're not going this year.
Yeah.
Not now. And then we're going to talk about some Glenn Beck. I want to hear about this virtual girlfriend.
Yes.
I have been dying to hear about this, and we didn't have time on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because we had our guest, and so I've been waiting patiently because I have not even Googled or heard this story. I happened to run into it.
It was a little teeny tiny blurb, and it just the well, I guess we'll talk about it on Sunday, but when I saw the title of the little blurb, it caught my eye.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, sometimes you click on those. Sometimes you can find some good stuff.
Yeah, and you know, of all the places I found it on Fox News, of all places.
Is that where you're going for weird news?
Well, that's where I go for my political news. But then this happened to pop up there, which I thought was kind of weird. And it happened, they actually got the article from the Washington Times.
Well, see, one of the articles that I got, the one about the guy who was cleaning the windows, that was right out of the Seattle paper because it was from Seattle. Mm-hmm. But there's a site called, hang on a minute, let me see if I can find it. Some Onion news site. It's got really weird.
The Onion?
Yeah, Onion. The Onion.
Yeah, The Onion. It's like fake news.
Yeah. Oh, it isn't real stuff?
No. No, they take real stuff and turn it to their own
like
twist.
Like a satire.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go to that one then. But sometimes Yahoo or MSN. Some of them will have, you know, weird.
Or AOL.
AOL. See, I don't go there because that's, isn't that supposed to be for Mac users?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I thought AOL was a Mac program.
No, Mac has the their own.
Yeah.
AOL's been around for,
it used to be Mac.com, but now it's they changed it to something. It's Me or Me Mac or Mac Me or
something like that.
Mobile Me, that's what it is.
Mobile Me.
I know there's a lot of I know that there's a lot of people that still use dial-up that use AOL. They're big for the dial-up people, right?
Dial-up.
Yeah, I ran across a couple that has dial-up.
I know, but there's people out there that still have dial-up.
God.
Yeah, a lot of people. Well, in the rural areas, you can't get anything.
OMG. If I had dial-up, I'd tell you.
Well, I mean, can you remember dial-up when you tried to click on a picture and it would take 15 minutes? Okay, here's what I was looking at. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked here again, but here's the couple that crashed the White House. Here's the show that, excuse me, they were, I won't say what show it is, though. It just says again that they were tied to a reality TV show.
They were?
Yeah, I'm looking at this on Yahoo. They have an article on them. And it says here that the couple who crashed the White House state dinner had been filmed that day by a cable TV company crew.
Interesting.
Doesn't say who. It just says that they were connected with a reality TV program. Why do they report these stories if they're not going to give us details? Oh, here it is. They're going to be on the Real Housewives of D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody heard of that one?
What?
Have you heard of that one?
Probably
I've heard. They have different ones. They have the Real Housewives of Atlanta right now, and it's a stupid show. Started after the series Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay, that's what it's after.
Yeah, but it's a reality show. They turned it into it's a bunch of women who are friends, and they're all married, and it's dumb.
Okay, and I just came across this story. I'm going to share this as possibly one of my last stories of the night here tonight. The Swiss government has accepted Roman Polanski's bail. And he is going to go into house arrest in the Alps.
Nice.
He's going to be at an alpine chalet.
Ooh, sweet. I'd like to go to house arrest there.
Wow.
$4.5 million bail. And he's going into house arrest with an electronic bracelet.
Wow.
Can he go skiing?
I imagine he could, as long as he doesn't, get a shock.
That would hurt.
I can't believe some of these things.
No, they'll just waterproof the bracelet.
Let me see if there's anything else really good. There really isn't. Ooh, how about this? Cuba is beginning war games with a U.S. invasion in mind.
Hmm.
Ooh.
That could be a good one.
That'd be interesting.
War games, which are being called Bastion 2009, will get the military ready to deal with social unrest if the United States may try to foment in this time of economic crisis in Cuba. Cuban television showed images of tanks firing their guns as they rolled through the countryside. It was not clear if the images came from Thursday's maneuvers or from a file of previous footage or activities. Tanks and anti-warcraft guns were seen on trains outside of Havana. So I'd throw that in there, I think. Okay, well, anyway, folks, if we don't have anything else, I guess we can kind of wrap up our Thanksgiving show. I just wanted to come on for an hour and yik-yak. Like I said, I was bored.
Yeah, this was
not really
fun.
It was fun, you know, just kind of come out and chat instead under the pressure of the big lights. So I thank everybody that's come on. Winston, are you going to come on the real show sometime?
Oh, yeah, anytime.
All right,
Tuesday
give us a call.
Tuesday
Welcome
night.
To the show, Wavelength. I always feel guilty. I'm canceling the show, and then we always get somebody that comes in.
Yeah.
Huh. Wavelength, you just missed a kind of impromptu Double Talk Radio, just a Thanksgiving Day chat between us because we'd all finished our dinners and whatnot and watching football because the games weren't much of games tonight. And you can catch us Tuesdays and Sundays, or Sundays and Tuesdays, whichever way you want to look at it, 9 p.m. Eastern. Go ahead and plug your show, Winston, before we cut out.
Oh, yeah, that'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays, live on blogtalkradio.com/talktime, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, on Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. And who is this guy I see you come up with every once in a while just before I go? I wanted to ask you this. Fernando, am I getting it right?
Poniente.
Yeah, who is that guy? Is he a colleague of yours?
Yeah, he's one of my co-hosts.
Okay. All right, we'll have to, maybe we can get him on one night, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of you should come on.
Actually, we got a senator coming up. A congressman running for congressman in California, for U.S. congressman in California, Mark Reed. Going to be on the show December the 3rd. That will be next Thursday. So, week from today, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, he will be on the show. So, get it there. I'm trying to get Susan Boyle on the show, and yeah, that'll be going to be a good one.
We just started with the guest thing, and you know, you've been on the air a while. I mean, we always find stuff to talk about. We've got a good bunch of regular people that call in and stuff, but the guest thing works really well. You want to get good guests, but we've lucked out. I mean, even the psychic was a lot of fun. Then we had Bill with 2012. Then we had Debbie. So we're working on a bunch of other stuff too. We're going to try. We're looking at everybody. We're looking at a judge. We're looking at just other hosts of shows, some sports guys, maybe some movie experts, some video game experts. We'll take anybody. We can talk about anything.
Oh, how about this? Would you like a producer from Hollywood to call? I guess. Would you like that?
Oh, I'd love that.
I got a guy for you that could. I got a guy for you that would be right up there, Hollywood producer. I'll see if we can get in touch with you.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. We'd love to have him. And what I'd like more than anything else, Winston, is a Democrat.
Yep.
I'd love to get a Democrat on the show.
I don't know. I don't think I have any. I don't know any Democrats, really. Yeah, they are defined. Because they usually don't, you know, come what conservatives are.
I mean, they already control mainstream media, so they don't come to the underground media where the conservatives like to dwell because, you know, we're afraid of getting shot.
Yeah.
In public.
They will. More likely will. Yeah, they will.
But
I have some Dems on my friends list on Facebook, and I keep, you know, I try to invite them to come on the show for a good debate, but for some reason they're scared. I mean, they'll rant and rave at everything I say on Facebook, but man, you know,
they won't come on the air.
And every time
every time we get a caller or we get a guest, I guess it's because they like us. They either don't like politics at all, or they're with us. They're always on side, which is fine. I like it when people agree with me, but at the same time, it would make for some good spirited fun. To have someone disagree with us every once in a while.
Right.
And it's just, it hasn't been, it's just not, even when we think we're going to get into a debate, it just doesn't happen. The only thing we ever seem to disagree on is movies, TV, and sports.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the odd bit of food. I like turkey, so.
And I don't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So there, we disagree.
We've got some kind of fanatic in the chat room here. Wavelength. The military is a Praetorian guard.
Well, first he says, double talk is when politicians say they fight for us, not for you.
Yeah.
Then he or she said, the Bar Treaty of 1947, exclamation mark, and then the military is the Praetorian Guard for Congress and cronies.
Yeah, you want to get into some heavy. You want to get into some heavy political debates. Come back to the regular show. We'll be at our finest, and we'll be able to. As long as you talk sense, Wavelength. That's all we ask.
Exactly.
Come back to our regular show, our flagship show, which is Tuesday nights.
Yes. That's when I really like to talk Obama and
politics.
I'll tell you, though, for the first time on Tuesday night, I'm going to come public and I'm going to say, for a little while there, I was lost.
Yeah, I was too.
Until Scott came in and saved the day because I didn't have a clue what she was talking about. Now she'll send me this movie. I didn't know what FEMA was.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I was lost, Winston. I admit it. But then we started talking about some other stuff, and, I was okay. But I was panicking. I was literally panicking for a little bit there.
Me too.
There you have it. I've come public with it.
Yeah, I was lost myself, and I was starting to panic a little bit, and I was hoping somebody would start saying something, and Scotty all of a sudden came out and started
doing
his
thing. Yeah,
Scotty
came through for us. I mean, that was a good save, man. That I'll tell you that I can usually follow everything, and I just couldn't. I couldn't follow that. She had me for a bit there. She had me for a bit there, and then the conversation went back our way, and it was very good. It was very interesting, and but I'm going to watch her movie.
Yeah.
She's going to send me her movie, and I'll obviously be a FEMA expert after I watch that.
Yep, I'm going to have her send it to me also.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I know the guillotines are real, Wavelength. They were in France in the 1700s. No, I'm not questioning the realness of guillotines, if that's the kind of guillotines you're talking about.
Oh, goodness.
Maybe it's a
anyway, tis the time to be thankful. It's Thanksgiving. Close out the song tonight, or the show tonight, with a song by the Scorpions. I don't know why I picked them. I just came across it.
Great band.
But check out
great
the homepage.
Live.
Double Talk. Oh, they're awesome live. They are awesome live. Another good band I've seen live, yes.
Yep, me too.
Check out doubletalk.bigbig.com. Email the show, kklive.radio@yahoo.com. Follow us on Twitter, Double Talk Radio. Join the Double Talk Army on Facebook. Type in Double Talk Radio. We'll see you Sunday at 9 p.m. for the wrap-up, Eastern Time, that is, right here on the same channel. And on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for the flagship show, as we like to refer to it. Come on back to the water cooler. And until next time, everybody, enjoy the rest of your long weekend. And we'll be in touch. And we will be live on Sunday night. I'll be there. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
See you on the Flipside for the after show.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Down to Gonkey Park, listening to the that we could be so close, like brothers.